Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Good afternoon and welcome to Homeschool Roundtable on Family Life. I'm news anchor Sarah Harnish, and today we're talking about schooling boys. I have with me veteran homeschool mom and pastor's wife, Kathy McPheeters of First Baptist in Avoca, New York. Hello there, Kathy.
Hi there, Sarah.
You have homeschooled for almost 30 years. That's crazy. You started all the way back in 1994, and you have a mix of two sons and a daughter, so you kind of had that experience homeschooling both. And can you just tell me what a day is like homeschooling a son?
My son is now 16. So a teenager is a little different than a younger boy. He got to give them time to have that play time and be a boy. So a typical day would be he is now encouraged to get up on his own. He does school online mostly now, except for math. He does that with his dad.
Are you finding that between your sons and your daughter that you were able to get through all of the curriculum, or is he doing the same level, like volume worksheet wise and all of that as your daughter was?
No, my daughter was definitely a self-motivated firstborn. My two boys, on the other hand, not so much. They were not.
not so much. She's finding gentle ways of saying this because they will listen to this interview, and we gotta protect Kathy's relationship with her sons. But I can verify and back what you're saying because I have four sons and a daughter, and my daughter is not firstborn. She's the middle, so she's got two big brothers and two little brothers, and she's a very sweet, gentle personality. That girl could just run circles when it came to worksheets. She'd sit down and bang out a whole book, and I'm trying to sit next to my son saying, I just need two more words. Like, if you could just put two more words on this page. I was feeling very discouraged as a mom, just saying, maybe I'm doing something wrong. Like, maybe this isn't the right curriculum. You know, am I making mistakes? So can you just speak to what normal behavior is for boys when you're homeschooling?
They tend to read later. If they're not reading up to the speed that you think that they should be reading, just relax and not worry about it, because when it clicks in, it clicks. And if you're not stressing them out and letting them be them, they will read. And when they do, they will like it and read a lot.
That's even if you're not hitting those check boxes and those benchmarks and that certain time limit that the curriculum wants you to hit, says your child needs to be here this day. And it can be very frustrating to a mom who's, especially ones that are just starting out with homeschooling, saying, I don't understand why they're behind. I'm doing what I need to be doing. I know with my sons, we did a lot of gameplay. We did less worksheets and more games and more hands-on things. And I had to take a lot more breaks with them. So instead of them sitting there where my daughter could sit there for 2 or 3 hours and do worksheets and, you know, and read things, they'd need to run outside and go climb a tree for a few minutes or jump on the trampoline. And then they'd come back in and they'd be great. Like then they'd sit down. It's like they had energy. They just needed to be in nature for a few minutes, and then I could get them back in and we could focus. What are some ways to get around some of these behaviors that, you know, almost make you as a homeschool mom feel like you're failing in some places, but you're not? It's just the nature of how they're wired.
When you're seeking the Lord and seeking his guidance, things fall into place. You don't need to worry. They will eventually learn everything that they need to know. You just have to not get uptight. Give them breaks when they need it, you know, let them have their time. Find different ways of teaching them things that make it fun. Like you said, we play lots of games, and that does help as well. There are so many curriculums out there that can get you so confused and so frustrated. God will guide you along and help you find what is great for your family, because every family is different.
Mm-hmm. What is the best advice that you could give to new homeschooling parents?
Pray and go to the resources that are available in your state and seek out other moms that have homeschooled that have that experience, but most of all, pray.